Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment. Your time to shine. Your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello,
nine, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Stop. What's wrong?
Make it stop.
Wait, make what stop?
Okay, guys, my phone is going off like crazy. Somebody added me to a group text, and there must be about 9 people in this friggin' thing, and my phone hasn't stopped vibrating in the last 7 minutes.
It's been
nonstop. But the problem is, the subject matter is a little serious, because our friend is recovering in the hospital. So I don't want to be... No! Bethany!
Oh, don't leave the conversation?
No.
Oh, I totally called that wrong.
No. See, here's the problem. It's kind of... I mean, it's a dilemma. A friend of ours is recovering in the hospital.
Okay.
And everyone is tracking the progress.
From surgery,
yeah. Okay. And everyone is in there saying serious things about how he's recovering, because it was a very serious surgery. Oh, my God, I'm glad he's okay. Oh, thanks for the update. Will you fill us in later? The problem is, I don't want to be the dick to leave the conversation, because then it looks like I didn't care. You see what I'm saying? Then it's like,
yeah.
Oh, scary, don't give a shit.
No, well, what you can say is, you know what, guys? Sorry, I have to mute this for a second because I'm at work and my phone keeps buzzing.
But they should know that already. They're
right,
all
well,
at
they,
work.
But they clearly don't, so tell them and then leave the conversation.
But they were, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
Nate, why? Do you get this? Is this an issue?
I feel bad for you.
You do, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of stuck with this now,
Am I a terrible person because I wouldn't feel guilty leaving that conversation?
Yeah.
If you tell them, like, hey, guys, I'm so glad to hear so-and-so. I have to jump back into this later. It's just buzzing a lot at work. You work in the audio medium.
Yeah, but look, then they'll never include me in on text messages.
There's the rub.
Fear of missing out.
I have a question. I'm not an iPhone user. So can you manually take yourself out of the conversation?
Yeah.
You can take yourself out, but then they see that. Yeah. They're like, and then there were six.
It'll say Scary Jones removed himself.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Glad I have an Android.
You know what I do? I'll what do they call it? Mute the conversation?
Mute it.
Maybe I'll do that. Doesn't that also show up or no?
Actually, I don't think so. Does. Because that's what I do for any text involving Greg T. I'm not even kidding.
Does Greg T know that?
He does now if he's listening, which I know he won't. No, it's the do not disturb feature, because you know how Greg T is. Oh. When he starts texting you, it will be a string of texts.
But that should be, by the way, they should be emails. They're five pages long, and he says, nobody reads emails. I don't want an email.
But
you can't put an email length text in a stop.
But he'll do is one word for each.
That's the worst.
Each message, right? It's like, bro, this is funny. You gotta check this out.
Ding, 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 ding.
Is he hitting the send key? Like,
seriously.
Yes. I'm not defending him, but I can reason why he sends so many text messages. Because the text on his screen is like a font of 20. Is like a 20 font. So on his phone, it looks like he's sending a small message when he's typing it. But in reality, he's sending several thousand messages.
There's something else at play here. He's trying to get Nate's attention.
Because aside from that, with
an iMessage for iPhones, if you just put your thoughts into one and hit send, your phone only goes off once, or chances are, right?
Yeah.
But if you decide to put like one word at a time, that's a vibrate with every time you hit that enter button.
Here's the last string.
Say it in the way that he wrote it though.
Say the word text.
We were trying to arrange. Yeah, actually give me the bell.
Hit the bell after each text ends.
Every time the text came in.
Yeah.
Ready? All right, here we go. So we were trying to arrange a call in on the show. I say call in. What else would you need? Okay, here's the next one. I can go. Or stay. Or whatever. It's up to you guys. If you want someone, I need a bit more of a timeline. And then I can set it up.
Hold on, I have a theory.
It may be that he can't think that far ahead. And he hasn't actually thought of the next two words, and there's not a lot of room in there. So he gets the two words out, thinks about the next thing, and then texts it.
He's trying to badger you.
Yeah.
He absolutely is. There more?
I called. Talk to Casey. He is in love with my idea. We'll get back to you. I have a list of stations. He also, I mean, this is seriously
it's
like,
nonstop.
It's like he's reading off a teleprompter that isn't moving quickly.
Oh, yeah, here's one. Give me the bell.
Okay.
I have a string from this morning. He goes, all right. American Girl. Play American Girl. The Tom Petty song everyone knows. And I said, I know, T. I just pointed to it. Elvis knows it's there.
Yeah.
Play it. OMG. American Girl. It's a must. Ask him again.
Wait, give it to me.
Oh, yeah.
Is this Greg T text time?
I want the bell next.
Wait, this is actually from a really long time ago. But he texted me. Do you remember when I used to endorse Compede? It was like those callus things
For your feet.
They're amazing. They're so good. And they don't even pay me to say that. They used to, but they don't because I use them anyway. Doesn't matter. But he tried them. And then he texted me.
Did he have a Greggasm over text?
He did. He said, OMG. OMG. Seriously, Bethany, OMG. I just tried those things. Those things you said about on the air for my feet. I was running, and I have a callus. It was incredible. OMG, I'm not even just saying that because you endorse them. These things are amazing. These things are seriously the best. I know you think I'm nuts, but these are really amazing.
All with no reply. Right.
Okay.
No,
right.
Reply.
No reply.
No reply.
Okay.
So this was still on Greg T.
This was a text that I replied to a tweet, and he did apparently think that
he's coming, by the way.
He didn't think the tweet was a real person. Brody, did you see it? The tweet I'm talking about is the one you replied to. You said something important to them, but I don't think they're real. I think that's a doll. By doll, I mean robot. You know what a robot is, right? Brody, this person, I don't believe they're real. I think it's a bot. A bot is somebody that isn't real on Twitter. You replied to them. That's the tweet I'm talking about. Here's a screenshot of the tweet I'm talking about. See? I think they're a bot. I said doll, but I meant bot.
All right, so this is Friday night. Greg T is coming home from an appearance on. So he takes the boat from his appearance back to his house.
Yeah.
So he was just texting me, and he goes, "What up, bro?" I go, "I'm on your boat." "Where? What the fuck? For real? Where are you? Tell me where you are. I'm looking for you. Are you seriously on my boat?" "I'm on the other side of the river right now going to Jersey." He goes, "Oh, I was going to look for you. Ha 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 ha. Golf, you, me, Tommy, please hit me up."
I got another one.
Another one!
We were talking about what to do for Elvis's birthday.
I'm glad I saved all mine too.
All right, ready. This is Greg T. Bear in mind, no response for me. "Ow, bring in a cake. My cake will suck. Then Bobby will come in. Bobby Flay. All right, T. Bobby will say, move out of the way. In comes Bobby. Bobby Flay with his great cake. Good idea. I will walk in. My cake will suck. Bobby will say, what is this cake? Elvis will say, this cake sucks.
Give me the bell.
Oh, he's got another one.
Another one.
Oh, my God.
Brody, did you listen to it yet? Listen to what? That radio station. The Boss. The one I told you about. The one I told you about plays all the bands I know you like. They play U2, Def Leppard, Whitesnake, Kiss, Iron Maiden. That station you like. Bro, you gotta listen to it. It's called The Boss. You might not be able to get it where you live because of the signal. Dude, listen to it and let me know. Did you listen? Did you like it? Did you hear it? Bro, you gotta listen to The Boss. They play everything you like. Hit me up when you hear it.
Oh, hold on, I got one more.
You know, if this was still a world where you paid per text, he would be fucking broke.
By the way, on today's show, Elvis asked everyone a question. Who gets talked about the most when they're not in the room?
Greg T.
This is from we had our summer bash, and it was Greg T and I, and we were left to close the show, right?
Yeah.
So I said, "Hey, T, me and you have to close the show. Where are you at?" And he goes, "For real? I'm coming. Hold on. I'm backstage. Hello? Backstage. Where are you? Hello? For real? I'm coming. I'm there. Hey." And then the next three from the following morning. "Ham, egg, and cheese on a roll. Please. And a bag of Doritos. Order the fucking breakfast."
I beg.
That was all in a row. That was obviously continued on the next morning when we were ordering breakfast off the air.
Oh, my gosh.
But we all love them, though.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was hilarious. Guys, I think 11 minutes is perfect. 11 minutes out of the 15. Oh, here comes Danielle. Danielle, hurry, before Greg T gets in here.
I love it. Danielle keeps walking.
Do you have a string of text messages from Greg T?
Where you don't reply. You don't respond.
And it's just like a sea of text messages. Yeah.
Where he has individual thoughts or even individual words per text.
Yeah. Just
because he can't string a sentence together.
Give her a mic.
I have one?
So do somebody do an example for her because she hasn't been paying attention. So let me see if I can find one here.
You every time he texts you, hit the bell and then say the next text. And then
so if he says, like, hi, Danielle, how's your day going? What are you up to?
Yeah.
You have any of those?
Yeah, I just,
you have to roll back. Scroll back as far as you can. Danielle. Yeah.
Here.
Just let Karen.
Oh, I'll do one. I'll do an example.
Yeah,
he's give me the bell. So we were talking about Greg T going to Uncle Johnny's to surprise him. Okay. Gotcha. That's the plan. I will knock on door. Uncle Johnny will ask, who is it? Then he will unlock door. Does he recognize me? Does he know I'm there? Do I know it's Uncle Johnny's place? All with no response from me.
Oh. That was all in a row.
Yeah.
Danielle, does he text you that way
yeah,
too?
Yeah, but guess what? I
yeah,
answer.
Right
oh,
right
here, 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 here. Wait, hold on.
Every time.
Hold on.
There's some times where you're away from your phone and he just goes off.
Okay.
Hit the bell, Danielle. Hit the bell.
Every text.
Ready? I do it. Get off my bleep. I'm Dunkin' Donuts. Ha, 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 ha. Greg bleepin' T. I hate you. Get off my Dunkin' Donuts account. I do them. I do. Get off. When is Wells Fargo coming up here? I'm going to tell them how much I love them. Shut up. Please stop.
And just to give a reference point, that was because...
I mentioned how much I love Dunkin' Donuts on the air or something that I had gone in to get. I think it was their new peach tea or something.
Right.
He thought I was trying to steal his account. I didn't even know he did the account.
Because Greg T does the commercials for Dunkin' Donuts.
No, I was just telling... I really went in there and I loved the tea and he freaked out on me.
Don't say tea without mentioning him because he's Greg T.
That's right.
Because he hit me with a barrage of texts.
Oh my God.
I am spent.
You know, 12 minutes ago, we didn't know what we were going to talk about.
Yeah.
Right.
Apparently, all you got to do is open up a thread with Greg T and you got a whole show.
I needed that. I've been stressed out this morning.
Yeah. Amen.
Way, producer Sam just texted me and said my bra, my boobs have the perfect amount of bounce today. Oh. And that also made my day.
Oh.
She said, oh, hand me the bell.
Oh, wait.
Producer Sam texted this. She texts me during the show, but I can't always get back to her because it's the show. She says, that office quote, yes, I'm smiling so big. By the way, I've been meaning to tell you something. Don't take this the wrong way, but your boobs, they have the perfect amount of bounce today. I hope you don't take that the wrong way. And I said, haha, I'm wearing pages.
So she writes that way too?
Yeah.
I forgot yesterday.
Yeah, Sam does that all the time. Sam is good with boosting you on how you feel during the day. Like, she'll tell you your ass looks great, your boobs look great, can I come grab you? It really makes you feel good.
Okay, so...
Less than a minute to go, speed round.
Yesterday, Tom Petty died, but he hadn't been dead yet.
Yes.
And so people weren't sure if he was dead, he was brain dead. This is T. Tom Petty may not be dead. It's on Twitter. No, for real, he's not dead. Ha, 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 ha. For real. Ha, 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 ha. No, dead or not? Brody, is he dead or not? For real, is he dead or not? Brody, I'm counting on you. Is he dead or not? So is he alive? Unreal. What a day. Is he dead? I'm dead. Is he dead? People are asking, should I download his music? I don't know if he's dead.
This is the best podcast ever.
Oh, my God. I'm going to listen to this one.
This is great. Don't tell Greg T what we're talking about.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.